Morning. Hope everybody had a good evening. We had a long day yesterday. Covered a lot of material. Everybody's smiling today. Anything interesting happen? Yeah? Yeah, I know we were talking about it at breakfast. It's already working. Some of you were playing around with this last night, working on these techniques, feeling better, really increasing the way you're feeling and the anticipation. And this one particular gentleman who's single just had never been able to attract anyone, a female partner into his life. And he was working on that as a primary objective. Look, I want to have a relationship, which is a good objective. It's great to be in a relationship. And he was using this actually in class yesterday, really focusing on that. That was the one thing he was working on. And then last night, he went off by himself to a restaurant, and a woman just came right up to him. Just came right up to him and started chatting in a conversation, and they wound up having dinner. And you were amazed but not amazed, because you were almost expecting it, right? Exactly. People always ask, when you do this, are you surprised at the results? And the answer is, if you're doing this effectively, you are not surprised at the results, because you expect it. So it's no surprise. And you've actually experienced it in your mind first, as if it's already happened. So when it happens, it's no surprise. In the movie Star Wars, the Jedi Master, Yoda, was training the young Jedi apprentice, Luke Skywalker. And in one particular scene, Luke Skywalker's jet plane had landed in a lake, and Yoda was teaching Luke how to use the Force to lift the jet plane out of the lake with his mind and move it on dry land so he could take off. And Luke tried to do this, and the jet plane began to lift and then went back down into the lake and sunk. Yoda then, frustrated with Luke and his inability to grasp this, used the Force, lifted the jet plane out with his mind onto dry land. And I know it's a movie, but here's the point. When Luke saw Yoda do this, Luke said, "Oh my, I don't believe it." And Yoda said, "That is why you fail." Because he couldn't even believe it. And that's why he couldn't do it in the beginning, because he didn't believe it. From a scriptural standpoint, there's an interesting story in the Bible about Jesus who was walking on water. And Peter, the apostle, was looking at Jesus walking on water and was so excited, he went out to greet Jesus. And the Bible says that Peter walked on water. Peter was walking on the water. And it says, as Peter was walking on the water, Peter looked down and saw that he was walking on the water himself, and saw the waves and saw the water and became frightened and began to sink. Now, this is exactly what we're talking about. When you start thinking about what you don't want to happen, when fear and doubt come in, all of a sudden you get the opposite result. Remember, what you really, 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 really want, you will get. But also what you really, 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 really don't want, you get that too. Whatever you're thinking about, you get. And if you're thinking about what you don't want to happen, you know that because you feel crummy. And when you feel crummy, that's what's coming in. So to get what you want in life, anything and everything you want. You do the procedure. You define what you want. You focus on that with intensity and power, which means emotion, positive anticipation, as if you've already had it. You do that for a certain duration every day, the more the better, at least for a minute and a half each time. And then you have to believe without any doubt, which means you just need to focus on what you want and not what you don't want. And you know that because as you do that procedure, you'll feel good. So you do the procedure, which is thinking about what you want, anticipating that you've already received it. You know you're doing the procedure correctly if you're excited and you feel really good. If you see yourself in the picture and if you're feeling as if you've already achieved it, that's the ultimate. That's the first thing. And the second thing, throughout the day, always work on your emotions and work on feeling good all the time, because that will get your positive energy up and make the procedure easier to apply and make everything happen. Questions? Yes. Question is about actions, the how, versus the thoughts. Now, we all know that the thoughts are 99.9% of it, but the question is, you mean to tell me I can sit home and just think and create anything I want without physically doing anything? Don't I have to do something? And the answer is, no, you don't have to do anything. However, when you're using this technique, you will want to do things. Actions become a joy and a pleasure. But here's the trick. If you're doing any actions to make something happen, because we think we have to make it happen, so we go out there and have to do things. We have to work to make it happen. If you're doing any actions to make something happen that you want, and you feel frustrated or bad or annoyed doing the actions, your actions are fruitless. They're not going to create any results. Your actions should be a joy and a pleasure, even if you're working 18 hours a day. When you look at all the successful people, we all say the same thing. We love, not just like, we love what we're doing. It gives us incredible joy and exhilaration doing actions. But the thought process is first. The thought process is first. And when the actions become frustrating, that's when people decide, you know, I'm not going to focus on the actions because that's making me think about what I don't want to happen and making me feel bad. I'm going to go golfing. I'm going to go to the movies. I'm going to take a vacation. I'm going to go to the beach. People say, we're in the midst of a crisis. How can you be taking a vacation? Because for me to go into the office and start working in the midst of this crisis, I'm going to feel absolutely horrible at this moment in time. So I need to do something so I can feel good, because feeling good makes it all work. So the actions are not that significant. Doing is not that significant. And this is why the how, which is, you're looking at your radar screen and you're thinking, how can this event work out to my advantage? How am I going to turn this situation around? And the answer is you don't know, because you're looking at your radar screen. But what you have to know is that 99% of all the stuff that's available is off the radar screen. And the circumstances and events that the universe has given you because of what you have been vibrating and you have been creating in your life will work out to your advantage. And when you have that knowingness, you'll feel good and you'll always say, I have no idea how that's going to happen. I don't know why this is a good thing. When a bad thing happens, we understand it's not necessarily a bad thing. As a matter of fact, it never is a bad thing. There's a story about the man in China who had a son. And he said, I want my son to be safe and live a long life. And there's so much chaos going on in China and so much famine and war. I'm afraid for my son. I'm afraid he could be killed. I'm afraid he could be killed in war. I'm afraid we could die of famine or he could be sick. And I just want my son to live a long, healthy, happy life. And one day his son fell off a horse and broke his leg. And all of his friends said, oh, what a terrible thing. Your son fell off the horse and broke his leg. And the father said, I don't think it's a terrible thing. I don't know why, but I think actually it's a good thing. I don't know why, but I believe it's a good thing. I feel good. The next day, the Chinese army came riding into town, and they took all the young men and they recruited them into the army to fight in the wars. But they didn't take this man's son because he had a broken leg. And the story goes on and on and on to talk about how each situation that happened to the son, which appeared to be bad at the time, turned out to be a blessing. And we don't know how. We don't need to know how. The key is your thought process. And the key is how you think. The evidence of how you're thinking is twofold. Number one, how are you feeling? If you're feeling good, that means your thought process is right online. If you're thinking bad, that means it's not. The other evidence is what you're saying. What are the words you're saying? Are you looking at things as they are and focusing on what you don't want or what seems to be terrible? Or are you looking forward and creating tomorrow with anticipation? So words that you say really are a strong indicator. And this is another powerful technique, is to use your words wisely and say things in a way which will help focus your thoughts. Words are very important because they help focus your thoughts. They do two things. They show you what you're thinking, but they also help create and focus your thoughts. So by saying certain things in a certain way, it'll help focus your thoughts in the correct method. So I've been giving you a lot of phrases on these, for those of you listening on the CDs and for those of you who are here. That's why listening to these CDs over and over again. But these are patterns, neural pathways that you have to start developing. They're automatic for me and other folks. You need to start saying things and start developing some speech patterns, which will start developing some neural pathways, which will start developing some predominant thought patterns, which will start developing some predominant constant vibrations that you're transmitting out of your brain, which will create more like-minded positive vibrations, which will make everything work better and faster. So various things that you have to say verbally with your mouth, in whatever language you're speaking, things such as, everything always works out for me. I'm lucky. I'm blessed. You know, this appears to be really negative, but I know everything will work out fine. Everything will work out fine. Everything will work out fine. I don't know how, but everything always works out fine in the end. All is well. Everything is just fine. I expect miracles and I get miracles. Everything always turns out to my advantage in the end. This will ultimately work out to my benefit. See, those are the type of speech patterns. And when you understand this incredible concept, life becomes so much more of a pleasure. And life becomes so much easier as you go forward. That make sense? Question. Okay. What if I'm doing everything? I'm doing the technique. I seem to be doing everything. I'm doing everything on the list. I'm going for walks. I'm eating right. I'm doing the Callahan. I'm doing all these things. I'm really doing this technique and I'm feeling really good all day long. But nothing seems to be happening. I'm not getting what I want. I'm thinking about it all the time, but it's just not coming in. Well, or something bad happens. Like I'm really feeling good today, tomorrow, the next day, I'm feeling good, and out of nowhere something horrible appears. well, or nothing, or what I want just doesn't seem to be coming in. Number one, don't put a time frame on things. First off, you're giving me an example of something that hasn't really occurred to you. You're just thinking, what if this occurs? Well, first off, it's pretty unlikely that those things could happen. However, let's talk about that, because some people start using this technique today and tomorrow and they go, hey, it's the third day, where is it? Don't put a time limit on things. Don't put a time limit, because the universe is doing everything at perfect speed for you to give you the feeling you want that's ultimately to your benefit. So don't put a time frame on things. My friend Herb Cohen, who wrote a book called You Can Negotiate Anything, nice Jewish guy from Chicago, taught us seminars while smoking a cigar, and he talked like this. And he said, in life and in negotiation, you have to care, but not that much. And that's really the type of attitude you have to have. You have to care, but not that much when it comes to the time. Because once you start putting emphasis on time and trying to make it happen, your doubt starts to come in, you start focusing on what you don't want, and then it really stops the whole process from working anyway. So you're not getting the benefit. So don't worry about the time. Don't worry about how fast it's coming in. Because it will. You need to not even care that it's not physically in your life anymore, because you're experiencing it in your mind. And when you're at that point, it'll come in so fast, it'll be ridiculous. As you start using this technique, it will happen faster and faster and faster, because you'll have less and less negative thoughts or doubt or lack of belief, which is going to hinder the process. So these things will come. And keep in mind, sometimes you're focusing on a particular thing. And remember, when you're focusing on a particular thing that you want, you're adding the emotion that that thing is going to give you. And the first thing that's going to start coming in is other thoughts that mimic that emotion. And the next thing that comes in is the physical experience of circumstances and events, situations and people that allow you to feel that emotion. This is why you don't want to be transmitting hate towards somebody. Because if you transmit hate or anger towards somebody else, that's going to come into your life and you're going to experience situations and events where you feel hate and anger. But if you transmit love toward people, happiness, or if you transmit things that you want that give you great feelings of exhilaration and pleasure, then experiences and situations are going to come into your life that give you that exact same emotion. If you're happy today, tomorrow, all day, you're glee, you're singing, you're dancing, you're feeling great, and you're saying, I don't know how things are going to turn out, but I know they're going to turn out great. I just know, I can feel it. I'm so happy. Things are going to turn out fantastic. I don't know how, but I'm looking for this big win. I know I'm going to get this. I just feel great about getting this promotion, and things are going to work out great for me. And man, I'm getting out of debt, and I don't know how, but I'm using the technique. And a week later, you get not only not the promotion, but you lose your job. And you think, how could that have occurred? Believe me, when you are vibrating, I want that promotion, I want that promotion, I want to get out of debt, what you're vibrating is, I want the feeling of more money, I want more money, maybe more freedom, more responsibility, and I want to get out of debt. And all of a sudden you lose your job. Believe me, the universe got you out of that job so that you're going to get a better job or your own business or a better opportunity. That's how it works. So when you, that's like breaking the leg. It's not bad. What you think is bad isn't. As long as you're feeling good when something happens, don't look at it as bad. Look at it with anticipation and excitement and go, wow, it's already happening. Something happened. Now, I don't know how this is going to turn out to my advantage, but it obviously is. Something is happening. Because I feel good, this event can't be bad. That's a very important concept. Now, there's one other concept here. when you think things are bad, or you lose your job, or you come down with an illness, you think that's bad. No, because when you have in your life something that you don't think is good, it forces you to really clearly define and focus on what you want. You have the best opportunity to create things in your life when things are not going well. You also have the best opportunity to focus on those things and create more of it, the bad stuff. So anytime something negative happens in your life, take it as an absolute blessing, because it is. Because it focuses and forces you to focus on that which you want. The key here is when something bad happens in your life, something negative, something that you didn't anticipate, something you don't think is good, it's okay to acknowledge it, but don't acknowledge it as bad. The first thing you do is you acknowledge it as what it is. Okay, this happened. But immediately say and believe and feel good when you say it. I don't know why, but this will turn out to my advantage. And I'm going to take this opportunity to now focus on what I want, because I know I don't want this. I don't want more of this. Let me think about what I really want. And it really allows you to clarify your thinking. In relationships, for example, this happens. You're in a relationship with somebody, and you're arguing, and you're fighting, and you're not feeling fulfilled, and you're irritated, and things just aren't going well, and your lover leaves you, and you are in desperate pain, and so forth. Take that as the best opportunity in the world, and say, look, this person left me, and say, okay, now I can clearly define, because now I was in a relationship and I wasn't getting my needs met. So rather than focus on what I wasn't getting from this relationship and how terrible it was and how terrible this person was, let me now clearly figure out, based on my experience with this person, what do I really want now? And now you can really clearly define what kind of person, what kind of personality you want. See, anytime you go through something negative, anytime you taste bitterness, you can define what you want. You go to a buffet and you start taking some food and go, oh, I don't like, I don't want that. That I don't like. No problem. When you are at a buffet and you taste different things, if you taste something you hate, it's good, because now you know what you don't like, so now you can clearly define what you do want. Life is the same way. Every day, life is going to give you experiences, and that you can determine your preference. Do I want this? Or do I not want this? Do I like this? Do I not like this? Does this make me feel good? Or does this make me feel bad? If it makes you feel bad, good. Now you've established that's what I don't want. And when you look at for a moment what you don't want, you can now clearly, more clearly, define and focus what you do want. This allows you to more clearly dial in the proper frequency and transmit it. That's what life is. Life is going to give us a series of things that we don't want that make us feel bad, in a series of events and circumstances that we do want. And it allows us to clarify what we want. And as time goes on, we are more focused on what we want and start transmitting what we want, and we continue to get more and more and more and more and more of what we want. And when something comes in our life, or we observe something that's maybe not even in our life, but in a friend's life, something that we can imagine we wouldn't want, something that doesn't give us a good feeling, it continues to help us clarify what we do want and allows us to focus. So when something bad happens in your life, you should pop the champagne. Because I can tell you this, when something bad happens, the bigger it is bad, the worse it appears, it allows you to really focus and transmit a beam with massive power and massive intensity of what you do want. That's what you take it as an advantage. You are then capable, and really only then capable, of really generating massive power with your vibration and massive intensity of what you want. You can really focus. It's like, I don't want this. I'm sick of this. I'm sick and tired. That's why there's a point where everything changes for somebody. And that's when they get sick and tired of getting sick and tired. That's the point where they stop looking at what they don't want and the bad circumstances and situations in their life. That's the moment that they stop looking at it. They turn their back to it. And now they go, I'm sick of this. This is what I really want. And that's when massive desire is developed. Massive clarity of what you want is developed. And that's when the vibration is thrown out from your brain with massive power and massive intensity, and you focus on it and you're obsessed with it, which means you're thinking about it all the time. And you become and you get what you think about most of the time. Because what you're vibrating most of the time is what is being attracted into your life. Make sense? Good. Any other questions? Okay, what if I'm feeling depressed all the time and I'm having a really hard time feeling good? Well, first off, what that means is you've really developed a lot of neural pathways and a lot of habits of focusing on the things you don't want. And people do this all the time out of habit because one thought attracts another like thought with a like feeling and another like thought with another like feeling. So I see people all the time that are virtually little negative and always thinking about the negative all the time. It's their habit and their pattern, which means they have this huge ball of negative energy they're walking around with. And a little thing, a person walks into a meeting and he has a cup of coffee and he puts the coffee down and the first thing he says virtually to himself is, now watch me spill this. See, he's instantly thinking about, I'm going to spill the coffee, which he does. See, people are always putting a negative spin on everything because they're always looking at something and because of habit, they're thinking about what they don't want. They're thinking about what they hope won't happen. See, worry is negative goal setting. Worry is simply thinking about what you don't want to happen. So you have developed that huge pattern. So for you to go from where you're at to complete bliss is an impossible jump. Wherever you are feeling, remember this. Whatever you're feeling, when you're feeling a negative emotion or any emotion, whatever you're feeling, all you want to do is feel a little better. Whatever you're feeling, you want to feel a little better, a little relief. If you're depressed, wouldn't it be better if you felt anger? Because that's a little bit better than depressed. Yeah. I mean, if you're depressed, you actually are feeling better if you're feeling angry. You're kind of moving up on the emotional scale. So your objective is always just to feel a little better. And if you're feeling completely depressed and you're having a hard time feeling good, what do? Well, first, I would start doing all the things on the list that we talked about. Go for a walk, get some sun. Do the Callahan technique. Or go to the Gary Craig website and use that tapping technique, very powerful. Look at the drugs you're taking, first off. Do some cleanses. It may take a few weeks or a few months before you actually start getting to a better place. Do the appreciation. What can you be appreciative? If you do that every day, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, what can I be appreciative for? That will start forcing you to focus on something good and positive, which will mean, by law of attraction, more thoughts will come in, and your positive ball will start getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's the procedure. You're at conscious competence, so you have to do it. You won't get to unconscious competence until you get to the point where your positive ball is bigger than your negative ball. This makes sense? This is why it's important, if you're doing the technique, and you're defining what you want and you're thinking about it, but you're feeling bad, you can't focus on that because that goal then is too big at that moment. you're spending too much time thinking about the how and the lack of it. Do you understand? When you're thinking about something you want and you feel bad, that means you're convinced you're not going to get it. You're focusing on the lack of it, the fact that you don't have it. And now you're vibrating, I don't have it, I don't have it, I don't have it. I don't have it, I don't have it. And when you're focusing on that, that's what you get more of. See, it's perfectly okay if you say, well, I'm massively in debt. I don't have much money. Right? Let's say that's your situation and you want more money and you want to get out of debt. So it's okay to say, right now, I am massively in debt and I don't have much money. That's the situation. But what most people do is they go, and I have no idea how I'm going to get out of debt. I don't know how I'm going to get more money. I don't know how I'm going to get more money. I don't know how I'm going to get out of debt. I just keep getting worse in debt. I just keep getting worse and worse. Nothing goes my way. I mean, I'm so unlucky. Everything is working against me. I don't understand how bad things are. It just keeps getting worse and worse. I'm worse off today than I was a year ago. I just keep getting further and further in debt. I don't understand. Maybe I'm a compulsive spender. Maybe it's the banks. Maybe it's the interest rates. Maybe it's the fees. It's my job. I can't get a raise. I can't get more money. I'm always getting sick. Every time I'm getting close to doing something, it just works out against me. But guess what? You're vibrating that into your life, and that's what you're going to get. Instead, say, I'm massively in debt, and I don't have much money. But I have no idea how I'm going to get out of debt or get more money. But I know something will present itself. I don't know how. So right now, I know that in time, and I don't know when, but everything will work out fine. Everything always works out fine. I don't know how, but I'm sure things will work out okay. See, you're just trying to get some feeling, some thought that makes you feel better. Maybe for you, you have to say, you know something? I'm in debt. I don't have much money. And maybe I'll never get out of debt. Maybe I'll go through the rest of my life and never get out of debt and never have much money. But you know something? That's okay. That's not so bad. At least I'm not living in some country where I'm sleeping on dirt every day. You know, so maybe I'm in debt. It isn't so bad. See, maybe that is the only thing you can grasp onto and feel good about. And say, but I'm sure things will turn around. Maybe I'll slowly get out of debt. Maybe little by little. Maybe something will happen. See, you start thinking just a little better thought. The key is to feel good now, but the real key is don't focus on feeling spectacular. The real key is when I say feel good now, it's feel better now. You should always be working on feeling a little bit better than where you're at because you're all at different levels. Does this make sense? Okay, good. Question. How important and powerful are words? Yeah, we talked a little bit about words. Words, the words you use are really irrelevant because what's really relevant is when you are speaking words, words do have vibration. But when you're speaking words, it's the attachment of the vibration to the word that's more important. So if I use a word and you use the same word, we may use the same word but have a completely different vibration attachment to it. So the real key is use words that when you're saying them, they make you feel good. They make you feel better. And everybody has different speech patterns and words that you use. Again, my phrase that makes me feel much better is everything always works out. Everything always works out for me in the end. I don't know how, but it will always work out. All is well. That's another phrase that people use. All is well. Things are fine. Things always work out. Things always work out. I don't know how. And I can't explain how, but I just know everything always works out because I'm feeling good and I'm putting out a good vibration and good feelings are coming into my life in good situations. And things will always just work out fine because they always do. So words are important and speaking is important because when you say words, you're reflecting what your thoughts are, but you can also use words to change your thoughts. And you're looking for thoughts that are giving you good feelings. So choose words wisely. Oh, it'll be fine. I mean, that's a great phrase. It'll be fine. It'll work out. It'll work out. I don't know how it'll work out. Everything's terrific. Someone says, how are you? Say a word or a phrase that makes you feel better. You can be as, quote, goofy as saying, I'm good and getting better. Oh, if I felt any better, it'd be illegal. Oh, I'm getting better every day. I'm feeling great. You can say something that makes you feel good, but don't lie. Don't say something that makes you feel bad. Let's say I had a rough night last night. How are you? And let's say you feel horrible. How are you? I feel great. Well, you don't. You feel horrible. So it's perfectly okay. Someone says, how are you doing? Well, you know, I was feeling really terrible, but I'm really getting better. I'm working on really getting better. Because that's an accurate statement. I was really feeling terrible. Well, I got some bad news this morning and I felt like I got hit in the stomach, but I'm working through that and I'm getting better. See, that's an accurate statement. You can feel good about that statement because you're telling the truth. If you say, I feel terrific, I feel fantastic, you're lying. And actually you'll feel worse because your mind is going to be focused on the lack of feeling terrific and fine and on the problem. Make sense? Okay. Question. Excellent question. When you're using this technique in relation to another person, let's say you want this person to give you a raise or you want this person to do something, isn't their thoughts, goals, and desires affecting the process? The answer is yes. Remember, when you transmit a vibration, that vibration is picked up by other brains and affects physical matter. So when you're dealing with another human being and you're putting out a vibration, and this human being, for example, is going to give a raise to somebody, or this person is going to decide whether he's going to buy your house at a certain price, and you're trying to put that vibration out, they may be putting out a counter intention vibration. Or somebody else may be giving an intention to them as well that's affecting them. This is why it's important that the ultimate, the larger scheme of things, the feeling that you ultimately want is what you're vibrating. And this is why you have to care, but not that much. And this is why one specific thing on a specific time frame is not the ideal way to send out a vibration. But rather, a more general vibration of how you want to feel and a knowledge that there are things outside the radar screen that you don't know about that are probably much better off for you than what you even consider and see with your own two eyes. So if I'm dealing with a person, I want this person to invest in my company. Well, do I want this person to invest in my company? Or do I want investment into my company? And do I really want investment into my company? Or do I want my company to grow and prosper? Do you understand? You may think that you need this guy to give you investment into your company. Otherwise, everything's going to crumble. That's the wrong thought process. Maybe you need investment, but you may think you need investment into your company for it to grow and prosper and you to be ultimately successful. But maybe that's not true. So what you ultimately want is you want your company to grow and prosper so you can be ultimately successful, but that's not true. What you really want is for you to feel powerful and successful and feel that you've achieved something and become ultimately wealthy. That's what you really want. You don't want this guy to give you investment. You think that's the method to get you to the ultimate objective, which is you want to feel powerful, feel that you've achieved something, and become wealthy. That's what you want. You think you want this guy to give you an investment. That's not what you want. So when you're vibrating, I want this guy to give me an investment, that's really not it. So when you actually look at what you want, it's much better to say, what do I really want here? Do I want this guy to give me an investment? No, I think this is what's needed. Guess what, gang? You ain't that smart. This is why you can't assume things that happen or don't happen are good or bad. Because you have to really go, what do you ultimately want here? And let the universe use the best method to get you to where you want to go. So in this example, you don't want this, for example, you don't want this guy to give you an investment, and you don't want investment, and you don't want your company to prosper. What you're really looking for is you want to feel, you know, that you've achieved something, that you've created something, and become wealthy. So focus on that without the specifics. Because what the method and the way that you think that's going to happen probably is not the method that is best and the way it will work out anyway. So don't even focus on it. Does this make sense? If you think, I want this guy to buy my house, no. You may think, well, I want somebody to buy my house, no. You may say, well, yeah, I want to sell my house. Well, why do you want to sell your house? So I can have enough money so I can buy a new house. Ah, so what you want is you want to buy a new house. You think the method that will get you to buy a new house is to sell your existing house. Well, maybe that's not the right thing. Maybe this is not the right time. Maybe the market's going to change in 6 months that you don't know about. And it'll be much better if you don't sell the house now. And that maybe there's going to be a great new house that's going to be given to you at a spectacular deal, and you can rent this house out and have a fantastic investment. You understand? You don't know the method. So it's much better to be general with your wishes, and it's much better to really, when you're thinking about what you want, ask yourself, why do I really want this? Why do I think I want this? And keep going up the line and go, okay, why do I want this? Because maybe, you know, why do I want this watch? Because that's the watch I want. Fine. And why do you want that watch? Because I think it looks gorgeous. Fine, and why? And what feeling are you gonna get when you put the watch on? Well, it goes with my clothes, and it looks gorgeous, and it's totally unique, and I just like the way it looks, and of course I like the way people will react when they see it. Okay, so it's not a watch you even want. What you want is something that makes people look at you as very unique and special, and maybe have money, and you want to feel good. Do you understand? It isn't that particular watch. It isn't even a watch at all. It isn't even a piece of jewelry. So when you start moving up the line and start focusing on this, life becomes much easier because you're letting the universe provide for you the best things instead of what you think. Now, there is nothing wrong with saying, I want that particular watch because that's the watch I want. But if you lighten up a little bit and let the universe provide for you, life is much, 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 much easier. Does this make sense? And I can tell you, not only easier, but better, because you get better stuff. Because what you think is the best, what you think is the best method, almost ultimately always isn't. Which is why I'll tell you a little secret. When you start wanting things and you get them, most people think, this is not what I thought it would be. But when you let the universe give you things, because you're going ultimately higher on the ladder, you feel so much better about it. Yes? Good. Question. Talk more about the importance of writing things down. I can just tell you this. You should have always lots of paper, white paper, white paper, pens with blue ink. Write things down. Write your goals down. Write your wishes down. Write your dreams down. Write things down. Magical things happen when you take a thought and you put it on paper in words. I mentioned, I can't spend all the time on the subject, but the bottom line is, if you're writing things into a computer, you are completely missing out on one of the best opportunities for creation, because your brain will put out a vibration much stronger, with much more intensity, with much more clarity, when you take your desires and you write them out of what you want. Because you're transmitting through your whole DNA structure that feeling through the kinetics of writing. There's over 10,000 different movements when you move and write. So neural pathways begin to grow. You feel better. You remember the information better. You focus on the information better. You bring greater clarity to the information by writing than by putting things in typing into a computer, for example. So write things down. Very key. Question. Yeah, how can you predict the future with this? Well, you're predicting the future because you're creating the future. That's how you predict the future. Predicting the future is nothing more than creating the future. People have always said to me, you have an uncanny ability of predicting the future. And I would always smile. But the fact is, I'm creating the future. I know what's going to happen because I'm creating it. You will be able to predict the future because you're going to create tomorrow. What's going to happen next month? You're going to create it. Because using this technique, you're creating the future. And as you use this technique and feel good, what occurs is, as things get closer to your radar screen, you can feel them. And you begin to know what's going to happen because you've created it, and now you're feeling it coming in because the anticipation goes up and up and up. And actually, when the anticipation goes up and up and up, it's getting closer. It's the anticipation that makes it go up and up and up. And when you feel bad about something, you can know that it's going further away. Or that means something that you don't want to happen is going to happen because you're feeling bad. Your feelings are your tracking system. It's your guidance system. It's your predictor. It's your thermometer. It's your Geiger counter. You can walk through life and feel your way through life. Because you know, when you're feeling good, only good things will happen and you're going to be just fine. And even if something happens which doesn't appear good, know that it is good because you're going to be just fine. Matter of fact, better than fine. And the thing that happens that seems to be the worst, know that it's the best. Because that means something big is changing, something big is happening. And it's right around the corner. And when something happens that you don't think is good, Just know that now I have a great opportunity to clarify exactly what I want and create a transmission from my brain with more power and more intensity than ever before. And it will come in faster than ever before because it'll have more magnetic pull than ever before. So that's predicting the future. Question. Talk more on time. How fast will things occur? The answer is it's completely irrelevant. If you want a new car, if you want to get out of debt, when will it occur? The answer is it doesn't matter when it occurs. When will I get my lifelong soulmate into my life? I have been single for so long. I've had relationships, but I've never found my soulmate. When am I going to find my soulmate? The answer is when you start believing you want your soulmate, seeing and defining your soulmate, it will come at the right time. Why is it not the right time? Remember, when the teacher is ready, the student will appear. You may have to go through multiple relationships and experience more things of what you don't want before you can completely clarify what you do want. And when you completely clarify what you do want, and then put out that vibration and anticipation and feel good about the thought of it, even when that person is not there. When you feel so happy being alone, knowing that the soulmate will come in at the exact right time in your life, and you're skipping through life with complete glee alone because you know that the soulmate's coming. Christmas is tomorrow. You don't know when that tomorrow is for the soulmate, but you know it's there. When you get to that point, the soulmate will come. And in the meantime, enjoy the process. Just know that everything will work out fine. It'll happen faster. You can't get caught up in the timing, thinking that you believe what's the best time. But I really want it now. Okay, what you're doing is you're feeling bad because you're focusing on the lack of what you want. Therefore, you'll never get it. Do you understand? Care, but not that much. You can't put that much attention on what you don't want. The big failure here, if you look at what are the failures of this technique, how to make all your dreams come true, how to be, do, or have anything you want. We're going to be talking about money for the rest of the day, but this technique is 99% of the money because it applies to money as well. But no matter what you want, here are the steps again, and here are the big hindrances to having it work. You must define exactly what you want. You can be specific, general, or feeling good. Clearly define what you want, and when you define what you want, make sure you know, do I really want this guy to invest money, or do I want an investment, or do I want my business to work, or is it really what I want is, I want to have a feeling of achievement, that I've created something, that it worked, and I want to be wealthy and respected. That's what you want. Don't tie yourself to saying, through this company and through this guy's investment. That's really ultimately not it. You think that's the best method. So define what you want, but define it in that way, with as much freedom and flexibility and openness to the options that the universe may present itself to you. That's how you clearly define your goal. And it's all about the feeling. Think about what you want, and when you think about what you want, you have to feel good about thinking about it. Otherwise, that tells you that you're thinking about the lack of it, and you're thinking about all the reasons why it probably won't come in. You're doubting, and your level of belief is down. So you must focus on what you want, but feeling good about it. No timeline. Have a lot of emotion. The best emotion is anticipation. Like it's Christmas, it's already in a box. You've seen the box, it's under the tree. And when Christmas Day comes, it's already there waiting for you. And start feeling and anticipating this, what you want, as if you've already achieved it, that you already have it, as if it's already here and you're relishing it right now. If you're right here in this moment doing that with something you want, this second, as you're listening to me, if you have something you want and you're doing that, you're putting out a beam, you're transmitting a vibration of what you want with complete anticipation as it's already here, and it is going to come rushing toward you. What you want wants you. But if you're thinking that thought of what you want, and if you're completely unclear of what you really want, that means the beam is very weak. If you're clear about what you want, but you're not feeling that good and you're having doubt, that means you're focusing on the lack of it and the fear of not getting it and the fact that you don't have it and you don't know how you're going to get it. And that's the doubt that stops the process from working. Does this make sense? You can have, be, or do anything and everything you want. It's available to you. It's right in front of you. This is a technique that must be activated by you. Because initially, all of you have a big, huge ball of negative energy, and you all have negative patterns of thinking. You've established multiple neural pathways in the brain that aren't working for you to your advantage. They're not creating what you want. They're giving you in life what you don't want. Everything in your life you've created with your own thoughts, not with your actions. You've created it with your thoughts first. You've created everything in your life with your thinking. That's the fact. So you can create anything and everything with your thinking as well. Let me say that again. You've created everything in your life right now with your thinking. Do you want everything in your life? Do you like everything in your life? Well, you've created it, which means you can create everything you want for the future. You create everything anyway. Nothing happens by chance. Everything that will happen to you for the rest of your life, you will create with your own thoughts. Whether you like them or not, it's what you're focusing on. Whatever you really, 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 really want, you'll get. And whatever you really, 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 really don't want, you'll get that too. Because if you think you really want something, the problem that most people have is when they really want something, their focus really is on the lack of it, that they don't have it. Therefore, they create more lack. How do we know if you're thinking on the lack or on the anticipation of getting it? How do you feel when you think about it? If you feel good, you're thinking about getting it. If you feel bad, you're thinking about the lack of it and you're stopping yourself from getting it. That's how it works. So you must always monitor your feelings. Feelings are the key and the most important. This technique will work for anything and everything in your life. If you want a relationship, if you want a better relationship, if you want a relationship with your kids, your friends, family, if you want a better job, more money, if you want better health, this works in the physical body just as well. Physical health, weight, energy, anything to do with the physical, lucky things that happen in your life, all the physical things that you could possibly want, cars, boats, planes, jewelry, money, getting out of debt, more fulfillment, learning a skill, anything that you want to be, do, or have. And you know what it comes down to at the end of the day? We talk a lot about stuff. None of the stuff matters. Because when you really start doing this technique and you realize that you can create anything and everything in your life, what it really comes down to is, how do you feel? Who cares if you have 3 Rolls Royces and a private jet and a 200-foot mega yacht and your own island in the Caribbean? If you're depressed, if you got cancer, and you don't even talk to your kids anymore, who cares about all the stuff? The stuff doesn't really matter. What really matters is, how do you feel? Do you wake up in the morning with a smile on your face saying, what a glorious, beautiful day, even if it's pouring rain? I'm living on this planet. I'm enjoying my life. It's like going to an amusement park. Every day is getting on a different ride. Today may be a roller coaster, but how thrilling! So you see, life is like the roller coaster, because when you're going straight down, you scream, ah! But you know you're not going to die. When something bad happens in your life, just imagine that it's a roller coaster going down. And you can scream, ah, but with a big smile on your face, saying, wow, what an experience I'm going to be having. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but it'll turn out just fine. And you'll be exhilarated by the challenge and the adventure that life is. You can have, be, or do anything and everything you want. Remember, you become what you think about. You get what you think about most of the time. If you're thinking about what you want, you'll feel good. If you're thinking about what you don't want, you'll feel bad. But either way, you get what you think about. If you're thinking about what you don't want to happen or lack of something, you'll get more of it. And you'll feel crummy and you'll keep getting more of what you're focusing on. You get what you think about most of the time. When you're thinking about what you want, you feel good. When you're thinking about the lack of what you want, or when you're thinking about what you don't want to happen, you feel bad. So if you're feeling bad all the time, that means you are vibrating and transmitting what you don't want. So if you feel bad all the time, guess what? You're thinking about what you don't want, and you get what you think about most of the time. That's why I've said, and I'll say it again, your number one, number one, number one, number one, number one, number one objective is to feel good all the time. Because if you're feeling good all the time, the better you feel, that means the better your thoughts. That means the vibration that's going out is on things you want. If you're feeling good all the time, that means you're vibrating what you want. That means you're thinking about what you want most of the time. Do you understand how simple it is? Just feel good all day. Laugh, sing, feel great all day. If you do that, that means you are thinking about your desires and believing you'll receive them. If you're feeling good all day, that means you're focusing on and thinking about what you want, and you're believing that you receive them. And if that occurs, guess what? You get them. You get what you think about most of the time. So the procedure is so simple. It is feel good all day long. Because if you're laughing and singing and feeling good all day long, you are thinking about what you want most of the time. If you're feeling bad most of the time, that means you're thinking about what you don't want, and you're thinking about the lack of things, and you're going to get most of that. That means that's what you're thinking about most of the time, and that's what you're going to get. Does this make sense? Good. Let's take a break, and for those listening to the CD, we'll be back in a few minutes.